save yourself? In what sense do we save ourselves? Isn't Jesus the Savior? Then in what sense do the scriptures admonish us to save ourselves? Surprisingly, there are many scriptures that convey this thought. Today we will be looking at just a few of these passages. In 1 Timothy 4:13 and 16, NIV, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." First of all, Paul tells Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of Scripture. Why? For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. The Living Bible says they will go around looking for teachers who will tell them just what they want to hear. 2 Timothy 4:3. Notice the time is coming, and I believe it is here, when men will not tolerate sound teaching. It is Scripture in its fullness that will keep us sound in doctrine and free from the error of false teaching. 2 Timothy 3:16, Jude 1, 3-4, NIV. Secondly, Paul told Timothy to devote himself to the preaching and teaching of sound doctrine. The word sound means a Christian whose opinions are free from any mixture of error. Strong's Greek number 5198. Sound doctrine is the teaching that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles, Acts 2:42. If any man consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing. 1 Timothy 6, 3-4, King James Version. Notice that sound doctrine is the words of our Lord Jesus and is according to godliness. Paul says that sound doctrine instructs us in godly living. So watch your life and doctrine closely. 1 Timothy 4:16, NIV. Persevere in them. 1 Timothy 4:16, NIV. That is, persist, continue, and persevere in the Scriptures, the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles, with godly and holy living. If you do these things, you will stay on track, keep yourself from error, James 5, 19-20, NIV, and will save yourself and those who hear you. In other words, you will never fall, 2 Peter 1, 10-11, NIV. We will never save ourselves and not need the Savior, but we can save ourselves in the sense that we cooperate with and continue in God's saving plan, Colossians 1:23, Luke 8:13. We will look at some more save yourself scriptures in our future lessons.